Back at it again. It's your boy Duke.
Your boy.
The Blue Top.
Here, Belay.
Your boy, Mr. Untitled in the motherfucking cut.
Niggas, man, we ain't did this shit in about
a month and a half.
I know y'all probably like, where the fuck y'all at?
We got a guest, though.
We got a guest. We're going to introduce Slim. Slims.
What's
Slim Jim.
One?
Keep going. Toes can't get right.
Keep going.
Knees can't be right.
Keep going.
And disrespectful to her boo.
Oh.
That's what we have on the show.
Now, the waves are popping.
The waves are popping.
And what's the other one you said?
Huh?
What's the other one you said?
No slob on a knob like corn on a cob. He can't check it with her because she ain't going to do her job.
Shut the fuck up. That nigga fucking retarded. What's your aliases?
Huh?
Did we give you an aliases?
Slim.
Oh, okay. I'm
tripping. Slim with the rag.
Slim with the rag. Silk with the milk. God damn it.
And she ain't getting no milk. What you mean?
Oh, she ain't giving no milk. She ain't getting no
milk. She ain't making the milk.
Oh, goddamn.
She just here.
Would you like to introduce
you
yourself?
Introduce yourself? The fuck was that? That was a fair laugh.
What's up?
You got to speak up. You can't hear that.
Hello.
It's me you're looking for.
It's me you're looking for.
We apologize. She's trying to get her sexy voice on like her man here, and we both know if he was here, it still wouldn't be shit. Still shit wouldn't be happening.
Nah, if a man was here, she'd be like, what up, nigga?
My name Ray.
My name Slim. Your name Jim.
Type shit. Let's make a film. Says.
But yeah, we back. We apologize for the long overdue wait.
Man, nigga's schedule is, you know.
We've been working.
Yeah, we've been working. We're trying to stack this money.
Ain't nobody on the same schedule but Mr. Untitled and
Kibbles. No, they ain't on the same schedule. I ain't got no set days yet.
Oh, shit.
But I did start my new job.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Congratulations. Woo-hoo. We need a fucking soundboard with them claps and shit.
Yeah, we got you. Soundboard. Shout out to Kibbles.
She's on it.
New job.
She's on it.
I'm just saying, how long you going to hold that shot, Kibbles?
Oh, man.
Gotcha. Oh, shit.
That's why I had
to. I
ain't never scared to
take
a shot.
It is a little toasty in this some bitch.
Now, me being scared of taking a shot is you scared of doing the job you're supposed to do. But anyway.
You're supposed to do a job that I ain't done. Oh, okay. Because you directed that towards me.
That's the shade.
What's my job?
For your boo? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I pouring anybody else a shot?
I already got my shot, Playboy. But we back.
But we back and backy back.
What? We got a motherfucking backstory to go.
Okay, so like we said, we've been gone for a while. So last weekend, I ain't throwing no shots at nobody. But last weekend, we supposed to get y'all an episode. Y'all seen that I posted.
Well, hold on. If you going to start off with that, you got to start off with this motherfucker first.
I'm going ahead first. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go Saturday to Sunday.
Okay, there we go.
So we supposed to do the episode last Saturday. Y'all seen I posted, you know, get ready for that early morning special.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning hit. Mr. Untitled hits the group message. I'm just going to go home.
Mind you,
I'm tired.
After I worked 14 hours and stayed up waiting on Mr. Kibbles to get off.
Technically, I had been up since 8 o'clock that night.
Until you hit that motherfucker?
So it's 12.
Yeah, this is like 87%.
So that's 12 hours for me, too. Yeah.
This is not for rookies. First record off, her.
Side note, Slim is over here coughing her
lung.
Slim is coughing her lung up.
Got another victim.
Because she thought she could smoke
the
gas.
To the pen. This pen is taking L's, bro.
I don't know
bro.
Why she thought she could smoke the gas.
It's taking lives
she
out here,
she
didn't
got gas in her car and she trying to smoke the gas type shit.
Chan brother went down.
You okay?
But back to the story.
The waves on Chris, but you're smoking on shit.
You hear me?
Anyways, so yeah, so we get back to Saturday. Mr. Untitled talking about he's too tired to do a podcast. So,
mind you, he texted us at what, like...
7 and I'm getting off
work. Nah, I get off
it was,
at 6:30.
So he
said
about 7.
I sent a text message before y'all even started moving around.
So, yeah, he sent a text message. I'm too tired. I'm just going to go home and get in bed. So, I was like, all right, cool. We can move the time back.
First off, that's a lie. That nigga told me I'm going to bring my motherfucking ass. Because
you was not cool with that shit, so you just
I was
flexed.
Not cool. Yeah. Well, fuck that shit. I forgot that part. But,
yeah, you flipped
I told him
to
bring his
out.
Ass, but he's like, nah, he ain't replied back.
I
so
didn't
then,
reply.
So, then I called him. He's like, oh, okay. Well, I'm going. I said, well, what if we push the time back to 2 or 3? Everybody said.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about
he
that.
He said yes to 2 or 3 o'clock. I go home, I take a nap, 2 or 3 o'clock hit.
What happened?
Nobody replies.
No, that's
no.
a lie.
Yeah, that's a lie.
He replied. Didn't reply.
Okay. Mr. Duke didn't reply to the message.
Because, once again, I had worked 14 hours.
So he was sleeping.
Nigga was passed the fuck out.
So, we fast forward.
Who was sleeping?
That later on that Saturday going into Sunday when I had to go back to work. Both of my brothers called me. One called me right for the other at 2, 1 in the morning and 2 in the morning, saying, hey, Sunday, we doing it this morning.
Mind you, mm-hmm. I'm high as shit right now, so I forgot I even talked to that boy.
So he FaceTimed me. He's like, hey, kids, we doing it at my house. Be here by 8 o'clock. I said, cool. So then I called Mr. Untitled. I said, cool. Hey, we doing it? He's like, yeah, my brother, we gonna do it. I got you. I got you. So I'm at work, you know, dancing, getting excited, get to see my boys. We're going to do the podcast. So, 7:15 hit. I blame myself for this one. I usually call these motherfuckers before I show up. But I said, you know what? They told me strongly, we're going to do the podcast, bro. Strongly. Strongly. We're going to do the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I drive all the way to what? Belleville? Is that Belleville you live in?
That is Belleville.
Okay, I drove to Belleville.
Personal information out.
Belleville, USA.
Mm-hmm.
To his house. 40 minutes from my job.
I think it's a Belleville, Michigan.
It's Belleville everywhere. Yeah, it's Belleville everywhere. So I get to his house. And before I get to this house, the kindness in this brother, Kible,
mm-hmm.
stops at McDonald's. I said, my boy is tired. I know they work hard.
You bought him dinner?
I got everybody breakfast.
Oh!
I got everybody bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits. I got sausage, eggs, and beans, cheese biscuits.
Hold on, we
got
to give it a clap. Give a clap for this man. He wasn't stingy or cheap this time.
I got everybody.
Not this time.
Not this time. Not this time.
He got paid this week.
Right. He got them taxes, goddamn.
I ain't seen my boys in a while. Everybody got to be up early. Everybody needs some breakfast. I said, I'm going to get everybody some breakfast. We're going to eat. We're going to do this podcast.
So first off.
Hold on. Let me
finish. I'll just skip to the end, right? For
what? No.
I just want to know what happened to all the breakfast sandwiches.
He bashed them all for two of them. And then I threw the other ones away because nobody was going to eat them. So
you got food?
Yeah, I don't eat that much no more. Mm. So I got to his house. I pull up. I get out the car. Mind the fact I had my whole fucking suit on from work still.
Looking like the fence.
He FaceTimed me, bro. With your suit.
I was like, nigga, you better wake up, nigga. You better get the fuck out the way.
Looking like the fence in the shit.
That nigga coming to serve people and shit.
That nigga, you been serving on your door.
Now, hold on. I want him to get to the door knocking experience.
So I get to the door.
That shit was so funny.
I knocked on the door twice.
You was on the phone.
Hold on.
Right?
So I gave a regular knock. I gave my this county bound knock the first two knocks. Right. And then after you didn't answer, I called him on Facebook. I called Mr. Title on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
FaceTime,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, hey, you gonna have to nigga knock on this door.
Yeah, he's still a nigga knock. Okay, he went a little more aggressive. I said,
I went more aggressive, yeah.
I said, bro, you gonna have to kick that bitch, bro.
That's what I'm like. I'm like, bro, did you nigga knock? He like, yeah, I nigga knock. I said, bro, I had two kids in the living room, and me and Ebony was in the back. I'm like, nah, bro, you didn't knock.
Me
gonna
knock on that bitch. Dude,
that's how you said, that's how you gonna have
well,
to
Well, first of all, I got nervous to nigga knock on this man's door because I know Mr. Duke partakes in certain items in his household that my insurance won't cover if one of them goes through my body. So
I eat at five.
So I put my ear to the window and I hear the TV on the living room. I said, oh, this nigga just ignoring my knock. This nigga ain't shit.
Now, how long have we known each other?
We known each other with.
Have I ever with a?
But my thing is,
have I ever left?
I thought he had.
You being your
this
boy,
you
no, your, no, fuck the
but you ain't gonna leave me
about,
outside.
Yeah, when I left you stranded.
But in my head, I
said,
like,
after driving,
maybe he didn't have
this boy laying on his couch and flipped the blanket over his head.
He on the couch, butt naked, just watching a kung fu movie and shit.
Meanwhile, I'm knocked the fuck out.
So I get in the mother, I'm not gonna do it. And then I hear the TV in the living room. It's a kid's cartoon show. So I was like, all right, the kid's in the living room. I keep hitting on the door. I'm there for 45 minutes.
I thought the mom was like, boy, you better knock on that window.
Yeah, he told me that shit too.
And then, hold on. Let me get to this.
Sad baby mama though, 45 minutes.
Let me get to this.
I didn't hear shit. He said he was nigga knocking.
Mr. Antonio
nigga
said,
was probably knocking like this.
He said, Kibbles, go to his back window and knock on, open his back window, open hit his back window.
I ain't said that. I said knock on
knock him. On his back window. First off, I'm not going to another grown ass black man house.
Say,
knocking
I'm scared
on his
to knock on the door.
I'm scared on the beat on the front
what
door.
To
he
do?
Gonna shoot me if I knock on the back door. Cause like, who the fuck is on my window?
Listen, what you supposed to do? You supposed to say his name.
Say his name and then knock on the door.
No, when you walking towards the window, you supposed to start talking loud.
Like,
as fuck.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, Duke, this is Kibbles. You supposed to start saying that shit before you walking up. So he knows.
Wake up the neighbors.
First off, his neighbors. I'm scared. His neighbors might shoot me. Nigga, no. Shut up. It's 6:07 in the morning. Why the fuck you yelling my name? Who the fuck is Duke?
Well, if it was 6:20, I think the kids.
It was 7:08 in the morning. No, the kids was in there watching TV.
Nah, they would have came and got me if somebody
Man,
knocked on the door.
I beat on this door like Harpo beat on Harpo.
You supposed to be like as you walking towards his window. You supposed to be like Kibbles. This. Man, I think Duke, this Kibbles used to shout that shit. Yeah,
right. I think this was a motherfucking county knock, because it couldn't have been no nigga.
That boy hit you with that.
He hit me with the...
Hey, I'll bullshit aside. I'm on the phone. All I heard was...
That's what I'm telling you. He didn't know.
I was like, kids, bro, you got to knock a little more aggressively. Hold on, look. I said, knock a little more aggressively. Kibbles knock. Kick the door. I said, boy, you better...
Like, you gonna have to knock, especially if you hear the TV from outside. Then you already know the TV loud as fuck.
Well, you better hit that.
Why would you? You be like, this nigga like so 45.
What day of the week was this?
This is what day?
Sunday.
It was Sunday morning.
So you know the kids got the TV loud. Hold on. Now, mind you,
he already know I'm dead like a motherfucker on Sunday. My brother know. Don't call me before 5:30 on Sunday.
See, that's why I think. That's why I think. 5:30. That's why Mr. Untitled was laughing on the phone when I faced up. It's all he ain't
answer. He looked. Nigga, where you at? In the bed, motherfucker.
He's like, I said he ain't answer the door. He didn't know and start laughing.
Because he already know on Sunday, nigga, I do not move.
He ain't shit. I do not move. Man. I said, he's actually just talking about, hey, Kibble, just get in the car. He ain't going to answer the door. He said, just keep trying. Just keep trying. Don't give up.
Hey, he's staying on the phone with your retarded ass.
He's
staying
on the phone with your retarded ass. He said, just keep trying. He'll come sooner than later.
Moral to that story.
He was super supportive.
He was he was a good friend that day. He was a good friend.
He'll get up and finally answer the door.
It was Sunday.
Keep knocking. Man,
no, because he was like, hey, you gonna pull up? Keep knocking. When he opened the door, I'll pull up.
So basically, nigga just told me, hey, get your ass back in the car. He ain't answering shit. But yeah, man, he's out there looking like a bimbo.
So why you ain't drive to him?
Drive to. Fuck that. After I left here,
he went home.
I went home. That's how 45 minutes I had to go back. Now, you know, I had my playlist to go back.
You drove here.
For what? I still had to go back to work that night.
No, you did. You still remember you ended up not going to work that night?
No, I went to work that night.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
We was on the game tonight, bro.
No.
They end up telling you ain't have to come in at 6 and you went in later.
Right, but...
But then what, that night?
I had to go to work that night.
No, he was supposed to go in at 6 that day.
But he went to work that night.
Yeah, but I mean, he could have came up early.
All right.
He was, fuck no, I went home with the sleep.
You don't need no sleep.
Sleep is for the week when the rent
is cheap. That's why your ass be passing the fuck out randomly, because your ass be working so much.
This nigga finna go to sleep now. Right. Look at him. Look at his fucking eyes.
He don't get tired.
Type shit.
He get tired. And then over here, I'm sleepy. I'm just gonna go home.
Type shit. You work like I work, you gonna go to sleep.
Oh, see, I choose not to.
See, well, I'm a switch it real quick.
That's why I
date
a businessman.
A.K.A.
All righty. I'm tired of hearing it. What the fuck is a businessman?
What is
a
businessman?
Break it down.
Break it down to us. And the words of Bruno Mars. Hold on. Watch me break it down.
Hold on. This is our new segue right here. Now, what is a businessman?
Bricks.
All white bricks. Go ahead, Gucci.
We listening.
Okay. A businessman is somebody who studies.
Oh, no, we got to speak up. We can't hear that. A businessman that studies what?
Crack.
Whatever their trade is.
All white
what's
bricks.
What's his trade?
He trades off money for drugs.
He make hand-to-hand trades.
If he's not a good...
Is he a stockbroker?
He's not a good businessman if he puts the money and that in the same hand at the same time.
The money.
And I'm county bound, and I know that. Still waiting for that answer.
He's trying to find it.
Yeah, you see me creeping. I'm trying to find some.
It's cute music.
He's cute music.
I can wear this to the concert.
No, don't change the channel.
Okay, a businessman is... I want to get my phone to Google it.
Oh, no. We don't need no Google. We need your edumacated.
Somebody
who's... Count to three.
Hold on.
Edumacated.
One, two, three.
Boo this nigga.
Edumacated, emulated. Scramble. Okay. They thugging your ass.
No, but for real, a businessman, somebody that studies a trade, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying?
I don't. That's not like a student to me.
It's the episode of Everybody Hate Chris where they be like, they ask how you doing. Uh-huh. And everybody be like, oh, you know. And you be like, you really want to be like, no, nigga, I don't know.
I'm like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
but we always agree when somebody be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you know where I was going.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I mean.
Okay, so for real though.
Uh-huh.
A businessman is somebody that studies whatever their trade may be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we keep and repeating it turns the
same
thing.
Turns it into a financial
game.
Basically, also, monopoly.
It sounds like a student. In school, then he goes to school.
He studied his business. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. How do you study his business?
He got a certification.
He's certified.
What is he certified in?
In chemistry.
No.
This shit feels so funny.
You do talk about the chemistry because it's like.
is
now I got a question.
Baking soda. I got baking soda.
And a little bit of
soda. I'm studying it too right now.
So you're an accomplice, right?
So
now.
Waves and stripping.
No, I'm studying it too right now. So, like, the chapter that I'm on right now is chemistry, and we were talking about, like, carbohydrates.
She going to jail, too. Everybody getting locked up.
I don't even know.
I don't even know who. I didn't even
throw the whole house away.
All right, throw the whole situation away. Fuck that.
I can't wait till we own it, y'all.
We already old. What the fuck? What's your question, Mr. Untitled?
Yeah, I had a question.
Oh, that boy lit.
That boy is lit and tired.
He had a question like less than a minute ago.
It wasn't even a minute. It was 32 seconds.
Man, less
look at that boy's eyes.
He's sleepy, sleepy.
You see him knocking
in his bed. Yeah, I see him pre-twisting this
shit. When
this
Bantu not
here. Type shit. Man. Do you have a question?
Do you have the question?
I forgot.
It was all to right. me.
Dude, what was your question? I know you had one too. You lost yours.
Damn,
too.
We finna end it right now?
No, we didn't. No.
How long do these things last?
Let's roll. Let's see.
But yeah, we gonna get it.
Now we are at the Q&A session.
All right, so I got a random question for y'all. Hey, y'all, are
y'all,
y'all,
huh? Y'all are us.
Y'all.
He said y'all.
Oh, okay. Nigga, that's how they say y'all. I'm like, what the fuck is y'all?
I got a random question for y'all, and we got a female. So, if your girl pop up at your crib, bro,
mm-hmm.
and she on her period,
mm-hmm.
but she asks you to fuck in the ass, would you do it?
No. Nah. That's an easy one. That's not.
It's crazy because...
If you answer this question in the reverse the question.
No, it's not about me what I'm finna say. I was just in a barbershop like this past Friday,
mm-hmm.
and me and the dude that was in the chair was having this conversation, and he was talking about how he done ran some red lights, and the barber was just telling him he was.
I saw disgusting. It the first time. So, you gotta keep hitting it.
For y'all to be right here having this conversation again is just it's good crazy. To hear more man perspective.
Duke.
So I just want to hear y'all.
He pondering on it.
I'm not pondering.
He already got his answer, right? His answer,
I already got
his answer. So he asked a question, he made his face. He had his answer already.
I think he
is. Yeah, I'm going to go. Okay.
So would you ask that?
No, I mean, listen. Well, I didn't hit on a rag before. So I don't know about
were you in a relationship with this person or was just
I
like...
I definitely hit.
Yeah, on the rag.
I ain't never got on red wings.
What is that?
Raw? Oh, yeah.
Raw. Sex with the
period. No, that's false.
No, that's eating that shit while
when
she
you eat, technically, you get
yeah, this. I ain't never got that shit. That's a disclaimer. Never.
But I'm saying, so this girl race. That you hit on the rag, was she the person you was in a relationship with or was just like a random person?
A person I was in a relationship with. I'm not... Hey, look, I'm glad I set it up. I'm glad I set it up. No, answer that question.
He gonna say, no, I'm gonna answer. I know what he gonna say. No.
She
so
answer.
Now reverse the question to yourself.
She know the answer.
I know the answer already.
But see, so, no, you don't see what's going on.
I know already.
I'm gonna get you.
So technicalities.
She know the person.
10 years, 15 years, 8, 9, 12, 30 years ago.
Six and a half.
Hypothetically, I had a situation that was very similar.
Hold on.
We're not going into details.
Can I get it one time?
No.
You had an Usher situation.
No Usher, nigga. We ain't letting it burn.
Fucked up. You fucked up.
Look.
We ain't
no
had
green
look.
Shit.
We ain't, look, we ain't had him on an episode in a while.
Nah, no green shit, bro. No green shit. But I mean, you know, I ain't gonna lie, bro. If it's my old lady, I'm doing it.
Although you've been in New Orleans too long, so you said that whole sentence.
Yeah,
so reverse back to you, Slim. If and at other side of the picture, would you ask your man?
No.
You would ask your man too?
I had somebody offer it, and I was just like, no.
He was like, hell no, we won't go. You don't go.
Hell no.
We won't go. Hell no. She said no. Okay, then what's your question?
Pop off another question.
Right.
He just beat me to the punch.
He was in the bathroom to think about it. Yeah.
No, he knew it.
He got nervous. He's like, I don't know how she gonna question this
shit. No, because if y'all pay attention, every time that he don't Dre, he always throw this shit out before we can mm-hmm. go. Yeah, say this shit.
You gotta be ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Life like chess.
Man. I already know how he do. That's why I'm not gonna let him know.
Life like chess.
Life like chess.
And that's what I really didn't want. I wanted to like look at you and say,
you should have said no.
Like,
you should have been like, boom.
So, I knew where it was going.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, so I got
hey, hey, when you put him on the spot.
Exactly.
That's so annoying.
That's how I already know.
He needs to start blushing and shit.
Yeah, I'm just
but he like, my thing is, he the only person I know that'll put himself on the spot before anybody else put him on the spot.
It's easy to put
him on the spot. I give him
cause
I give
you
him a cross for that one.
Situation.
Just say
look, who just questioned me about you?
Who? Alrighty, man. Okay. All right, I don't know who that is.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get right back to you guys.
What break?
Huh? Hold on, it's only one though.
So,
damn it,
we got another one. Take a shot with my boy, real quick. We got another one for Mr. Duke.
Niggas gonna put out glasses.
Oh, you do got the rest of that cup. Got a question for Mr. Duke. This is a good one, even though I know the answer to this question, but we're gonna ask it anyway. Ooh. Go ahead, Mr. Duke.
So I just asked my brothers and our special guest over here, Miss So Wavy. It's the four of us right now in the room.
Goddamn, you didn't make up.
Four of us right now in the room. The world finna end. Who would you pick?
Will.
The four of us out this room? Want me to keep 100?
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay, at the end of that question, you gotta keep it 100.
Okay.
Your honest answer. Why?
Damn, goofy motherfucker! Man, shots fired! Shots fired!
Sprite went everywhere.
So he just jizzed on the
Why you taking Duke?
Why you taking me?
Cause you gonna shoot first and ask questions later.
Alright. Duke,
who
you taking?
Nah, I'm going. I'm going last.
Cause if I swing on nigga, I know as soon as I swing,
right, Michael,
Duke gonna swing, and then he gonna like
slim.
Once we get in the car, he gonna be like, nigga, what the fuck happened?
Slim, who slim. You taking?
Who you taking?
Scoot up, please, so fans can hear you.
I know my answer.
And you gonna say Duke too?
You gotta take somebody.
Out of all three of us right here, who you taking? And I know it ain't me. I damn sure know it ain't Duke.
Well, I mean, I know you light skinned, so
nigga, we the same skin complexion.
Lies.
Baby, this is mocha.
Listen. If two of these lights go out in this room, we the same fucking color right now.
No, we not. Because when If these lights go off and Duke, the shooter that you say he is, right there, we all gonna shoot you because he ain't gonna see me.
So he see that do rag, the bright ass thing.
Baby, it's coming off real quick in the dark. Just in case it isn't.
Who you taking?
Who you taking? Duke.
Stop saying my name.
Say
let
the question one more time so I
if,
make sure.
If the world was ending today,
it's only the four of us
left
right now.
On the
three
earth.
Of us left on earth.
Well,
the three.
Let's say in the United States. It's people alive.
So we got to go explore the find.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know you light skin.
I'll probably just kill you and eat you anyway. So go ahead.
Right. Type you shit. Fat.
Right. About as big as your head. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and say it. I already gave you the answer. That's why you trying to hide. I love you, Mr. Untitled. But I'm going to take Duke.
Thank you for saying
that. That's what it was.
Mr. Untitled gone.
And you ain't trusting a brother with nice eyebrows.
He gonna be able to talk to us.
What?
He gonna be able to talk
bro,
to us.
Bro, that's some light skin shit, bro.
A brother with good eyebrows. What?
This man said what?
Like, the fuck? Are you tripping?
He gonna be able to, like, if we got phones, he gonna be able to call the other countries and be like, yo, me and my...
She thinking this shit through, through.
And he gonna be able to talk us into any good situation.
I just wanna know.
We need to get to some money. He gonna be able to finesse our way to some money in Peru and wherever that motherfucker money at. He gonna get to the money if he can talk us through.
He ain't bilingual like
he gonna be slanging dick.
I speak French,
but nobody ain't nobody in America on this country for me and him.
Hold on. Before, hold on. She just contradicted it. She said, ain't nobody in the country but him.
All right, fuck all that. Who you taking?
So.
He gonna fuck everybody, so what's the difference?
You said ain't nobody left with me and her.
Right. So, what's gonna happen then? Anybody left? He can't call nobody.
You didn't ask that one question.
Right. You're getting too deep, bro. You trying to pull some shit.
Nah. He gonna be able to talk us through whatever.
Mm-hmm. But anybody alive?
Yes, it is.
But, you didn't say this is other people here.
Okay.
But, if it's me and him and we ain't got a phone and we can't contact nobody, he gonna figure out how to, like, take a... You remember when you was a kid? When you was a kid and you put the phone in the yarn, he gonna figure out how to get the yarn to China. Just with his mind.
Well, if you put it in the water for 3 days, it's gonna float there.
Like, don't he seem like that deep ass nigga that's just gonna figure it out? Like,
I told you he gonna be like,
yeah. He's just gonna sit down here and be like, nah, fuck this. It's just gonna be done.
So,
Dre,
and hold on.
He gonna think too fast and fuck up.
I need to hear your words. Who are you picking? Mr. Untitled or Duke?
It's a fucked up answer, but it's, I mean, you know mine.
You gotta be one.
It's Duke.
Answer it.
It's not Duke.
Answer it.
It's my sister.
I'm a woman, duh.
Who?
The fuck?
You
I
a
do
who?
That?
You a who?
Happy Woman's History Month. Happy March.
So what you woman. Don't understand, bro, my bond was with her before I had a bond with my brother. This was my nigga growing up.
He vented to me before he could vent to him.
Yeah. If you never listened to any of the podcasts, me and my brother didn't have a bond growing up.
I was behind everybody. Ayala, Zan said, Oprah Winfrey, Battlefield, so, whoever the fuck you want to be. I want to say my real name, but you can't. I'm so just waiting until I'm...
In reality... Take somebody with crispy waves over your
bro, brother. My thing is this was one person that knew me before I knew myself.
You ain't even got to go that deep
into
it.
Yeah, but that's my nigga, bro. I'm taking my sister.
Okay, goddamn.
That was a long statement.
For nah, my nigga, I appreciate that.
Mine's was the shortest.
I accept my award. Thank you. I love you, bro.
Who you taking, dude?
To be honest with you?
Yeah, be honest with you. Who you
gonna take myself?
That don't work.
That's what I don't
work.
You said we have
you
to
said
pick.
You gotta pick one.
You said you gotta pick
one. I feel like y'all ain't... You know,
urgent. That's really what
you
I want to say.
You know, I'm county bouncer. I do all the hunting and hiking and all the other.
You know, feel like you got wait with your ass.
I don't feel like you got. I mean, but with you too, though, I don't feel like you got a sense of urgency. Like the world, nigga, I'm out.
You know, I know how to camp and all this shit and fish.
Hey, you do know when it's time to fight that nigga. I'm like, oh my god, I'm light skinned.
I feel like that. I feel like me.
Figure that shit out.
That's why I asked. Could you take? The way I tried to ask the question basically that way because I wanted to be like with me and just my brain, I'm gonna figure it out because I gotta do survival and fitness for myself. Like,
well,
I'm gonna grind and get figured out.
I'm gonna take off.
I can't depend on nobody like
because
that.
I'm scared to black the fuck out because I've had a moment where I didn't black the fuck out and don't remember what happened and I got kicked out of middle school.
My logical thing is, I don't need muscle and not none against my brother. Me and my brother both muscle.
Mm-hmm.
We both gonna come with that nigga. We gonna give us what you got, or we gonna take it.
Don't get don't feed your nigga head. Nigga went to the gym today. You know he been lifting for this couple weeks.
No. But I'm just saying, my point is,
about that. I'm talking about, I'm
like, my sister gonna
out.
Come logical more than me. I'm like anybody that know me when she get real, I get real aggressive.
But it's the end of the world.
Real
how you
aggressive.
Getting aggressive at the what end of the world?
Yeah,
bro, you gotta be in a calm state of
like,
mind.
Like, come on now.
You can't.
Yeah, that's
shit.
Why I said I need somebody.
But that was my question. Y'all got some questions?
You got another one? Oh, you got? I know you got a good one.
No, you got one. You ain't answering.
I ain't because I ain't had time to think about mine.
Right off the top of the dome. All right. Right off the top of the dome.
Off the top of the dome.
Where my soundbar at?
Dude. Oh yeah. What, she. Damn. What is my question? Damn.
Here we go.
In a foot race right now. Who went in the foot race?
Duke.
You saying both?
No, out of us four.
Duke. Out of us four right now?
Me.
I'll beat you.
I don't
lies.
Know.
Okay, y'all have never seen me run. And that's
lies.
And that's the sad part about it. I'm fast as fuck to be fat.
Hey, you want
to
know the funniest thing?
Hold on.
Like, all
hold on. We're not going outside in the rain and running.
Can I say one thing?
Fuck no.
Can I say one thing?
My ACL ain't ready for that.
I was going
to
say.
So about 4 or 5 years ago, couldn't nobody in this room beat me.
Okay, that's 4 or 5 years ago.
Like, I'm still fast. I just picked up another 40, 50 pounds.
We talking about right now.
My nigga, at least you
because if you knew this nigga Morgan Earn, we went to church with, them niggas ran every day, and them niggas couldn't beat me in a foot race for shit. And I had them beat by at least 100 pounds.
We gonna race one day when the summertime comes.
Nigga, all right.
So you can see.
That wasn't a good question, Kibbs.
I was on the spot. That's all I could think of on the top of my head.
Like, hold on, give me the boot, please. I need the blue. Soundboard lady, please. Trash ass question.
Excuse me.
We have one.
I got one. It's gonna.
We know we gonna say yours for.
Nah, I got a quick one.
He finna preach.
Okay. Nah, if you was to die right now.
Golly.
I fucked it up.
I was gonna say.
If it was the end of the world, and you could say three things, would it be the love of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be money, wealth, or would it be a family member?
Family member. You get one.
You get one.
Hold on. It's the end of the world.
It's the end of the world.
The love of my life because we can procreate and make our own family.
I'm going to take a family member because I have certain family members that can help us last through the end of the world. That's what I'm taking.
I'm riding for my baby.
Yeah, you don't even sex
them.
Your baby.
Hold on. In the words of a man that's in jail, you don't sex him, baby. No sexy.
He's not in jail.
Hold
somebody
on.
Somebody paid the bond.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, they paid the 160
for the 160.
They did?
Yeah.
Nah, the daycare owner paid the 100,000 for the rape charges and shit.
All jokes aside, hey, this man must be slinging some dick, because everybody paying his bills.
He got fans, man.
Goodness gracious.
No, meanwhile.
But so you say yo, you Slim Jim to the him. You say you're taking your boo. You taking who, dude?
I'm gonna take my boo too.
Who you taking, Mr. Untitled? A family member. I know already.
He taking money.
He taking money?
Why?
What the fuck is money going to do in the world if the world's ending?
I mean, yeah, you could buy shit.
You never know what situation you end up in where money can get you out
of shit. No, I'm saying you could buy shit at the end of the world, like trade it off for people, but...
But I mean, like, who's to say... Nah, I ain't going to just bring this.
No, I'm here. Go ahead.
But you know, like, whenever some shit really go wrong, motherfuckers got these secret bases, these secret layers, and all this fucked up shit.
Just like that movie I watched. On.
Yeah, like, you can buy your way into some shit that you have no access to. Who the fuck trying to be out here trying to figure out some shit, like she said, some bird box shit? Who trying to walk around in blindfolds and feel for ropes where you can buy your way into some shit?
I mean, I see what you said, but I can't. Man. I can't get it. Come on, Slim. You got to give us a good one. Come on.
She already won this.
No, she didn't.
Oh.
I beat her to a question.
He went twice, and then you had one. Right.
And you had that trash ass question.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize, fans, for the trash ass question.
I have a question.
You ain't got no question.
I'm scared of this boy mind.
Everybody's scared of his
name. But he manifested too.
Cause the way, if you let him think for too long, he gonna give you some shit that's gonna fuck your mind up.
I'll be like, first off, let me drink, motherfucker. That's what I started thinking.
Look, when you let Mr. Untitled think too long, you be like, damn, do I really live here?
Okay. Okay.
Hold on, she got one. Drum roll.
How much are you... This is, like, totally...
Left field.
Just ask the question.
Your authentic self versus when you by yourself or when you're around people.
Oh.
I got this one. I'll go first. I'm myself all the way around. When I'm by myself, I'm the same goofy, retarded, dumb motherfucker I am. There's dumb, corny jokes I make by myself, I make around y'all motherfuckers. Always.
For anybody that knew me, like, Micah knew me and Duke knew me.
Who is Micah?
Slim.
Right.
Let's go technicality. Anybody that knew me before life, bro?
That nigga say, let's go technicality.
Put him in this place.
Hey, nah, I was shy as fuck, and nobody never believed me. So if you grew up with me, I really didn't... Am I lying, sis?
I believe you were shy.
I don't remember this.
I really just couldn't speak my mind when I was young because I was afraid of shit.
Uh-huh.
But I'm myself because I don't give a fuck. Like, what difference do it make now?
I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck.
Like, all bullshit aside, like, what the fuck you say and what you gonna do don't move me.
So that's what's your percentages? She asked percentages.
Bro, I'm 100% myself.
Okay.
I ain't flexing. I ain't faking. It is what it is.
Because it's like, my thing is, I don't need to change who I am because I'm always going to be this goofy motherfucker that's going to make everybody laugh.
I got to the point where it's either you is or you ain't.
Y'all lying.
Do you use your, like, personality that you have around yourself or by around people by yourself? Do you use that as a cover?
A cover for what, though?
For something.
Well, we're not going into this question. Shot me up.
Well, no. Okay, I'll put it this way. I know where she's going. I know what you're saying.
No,
that's what I was going to say. I feel like
I'm going to answer the question.
I'm going to this.
For me, I'm going to get it. For me, when I get nervous, I use my goofiness to help me get over my nervousness. As an icebreaker to get over my nervousness. Because it's times where I'm around.
I respect that if you're doing it to make yourself comfortable in a situation.
Then that contradicts the first question that you asked.
I don't.
That's why I feel like
I'm still always goofy at all times.
Mm-hmm. So to answer this question, do I use
yourself? So do you make yourself goofy just when you're around yourself to make yourself feel more comfortable with yourself?
No, I'm just always goofy. Period.
Am I arrogant? I use arrogance.
Because my thing is,
you heard that, babe?
When I'm nervous,
I'll be taking notes.
Hey, when I'm nervous, I get arrogant, bro.
But why?
Because my mindset gets to the point that if I can't do it, who can? Okay. I don't put doubt in my mind.
He's a leave my ass alone, Leo.
Leave me alone.
So literally, when shit get real,
mm-hmm.
I cancel everything out and I'm by myself. So it's either I can or I can't. I don't process nothing else in my mind. When shit get real, literally it turns to nigga, I can or I can't. And I don't see failure. Literally, my daddy taught me my whole life, you a bitch if you can't. So literally, when shit get real, I don't care. Like, when people was like, today's situation, call me if you need me. I'm by myself. If you ain't immediately, I'm by myself.
I get it. I did call you and say that shit.
Yeah, I'm by myself.
I didn't say that.
I did,
because I'm still learning. I just popped up because I know him.
Yeah, if y'all don't know me, then it is what it is.
Man, it's supposed
but
to.
I'm
like, when he called and told me, I was just like, I'm popping up. I'm not going to say, like, call me if you need me. Because if not, I would be on the door like he was, like.
No, he was not. He was not like that. He was.
I would literally be calling the police like, hello, I'm doing a wellness check on my brother because this nigga is in the house.
In my defense, I'm not popping up on no 45-minute drive.
No. If I had to drive When I was living in California, I did that already. I 17 hours, I'm just going.
And I can tell you certain
people. I'm not going to tell them that.
I know she coming. I know certain people, if shit get real, because they know me, I'm going to isolate myself. Like, y'all think Duke bad? Duke ain't shit. Let some shit
nigga,
hit the fan.
Nigga, that nigga ain't bad.
Nah, he gonna
that
be
nigga bad, bad.
He communicates more than me when shit though. Get real.
He gonna communicate.
He gonna communicate. But nigga, okay. When this nigga getting his moves.
Every time you answer, he gonna be like, damn, this
I'll
my,
be at the crib worried about this nigga. I'm like, is this nigga alive?
Okay, but that's my point. That's a move. When shit get real, he gonna talk.
He gonna communicate. He gonna be, if he just see your name on his phone, let me make sure.
Dude, you better tell them niggas. Hey, my ass go this way, nigga.
You know how I get.
He'll say something. I'm not talking to nobody. I'm not texting nobody. Don't call me.
All of a sudden, when Duke go in his mode, the funniest shit, when he do it, he goes in his mode, he'll disappear for 3 days. And then come back in the text conversation like it's normal.
It is normal.
What's up?
Hey, shit happened.
Nigga, what the fuck you been?
Nah, I just be going through them.
My thing is, like, I don't like talking to people. Everybody don't want to talk to people. And then, you know, the most cliche shit I hate is call me if you need me. That shit hurts.
That's
just like
some last resort type shit.
But my thing is,
I ain't got shit else to offer, so I'm going to just say, call me if you need me.
And I feel like it sometimes can be like an excuse or a cop-out. Like, I'm just going to see what you would not say nothing at all.
Because think about it, is it really a cop-out? Because sometimes you don't know how people grieve with stuff. You don't know how people...
You don't know how to approach them.
Right. So
that's the whole point of what we said. Yeah. We know who will be there if need be, because... Because
my thing is, I'm still learning both of them. So at the end of the day, when something's going on with them, I'm going to...
Guys are so dumb. I'm going to tell them. You've known them for how long? You should know them by now.
Because it's different. Because they are different type of people than
I am. Not.
Y'all different type of people.
We got so many similarities.
We have similarities, but when it comes to grieving and stuff, we different. I'm not going to disappear. I want y'all
niggas... Can I tell you the truth?
I want y'all niggas to be around me.
I'm going to disappear, but when I grieve, I need people to fuck with me around me. Exactly. I'm not going to ask you
to... I need you the whole process.
No, you need to understand this. If you fuck with me, I'm not going to ask you to come.
You should
know. I'm not
going
to text you to come. If you fuck with me...
When he called me today, I just said, okay.
If you fuck with me, you know you need to be there. If I text you... Normally, I don't text nobody and say I need to drink. It's certain things I say and do that you need to understand. If I post emotional shit or I say something bothering me, then that shows sign that you need to be there. I will never tell nobody to
be
there.
Fuck him because...
True. But I never tell nobody you need to be there. Because if I tell you something wrong with me and you choose not to show up, that means I know how to move with you.
But see, when I was going through all this shit, but it's kind of the same thing because y'all did the same thing for me. What? When I was going through all that shit in January with the three deaths, back to back.
Leave your ass alone, goddamn.
But no,
hey, you good?
It wasn't even that. Oh, y'all didn't leave me alone.
Y'all hit me up like, hey,
if you need me, hit me.
That's why that let me know if you need me stuff is a cop out because. I'm not going to have the courage to even admit sometimes I'm vulnerable enough that I need.
I called both of these motherfuckers when I was going through my shit. I said, hey, nigga, I need to drink. I need to see y'all niggas.
I can't admit that I do that all the time. I'm like, I'll be talking to your ass in riddles.
I got pride, but when it comes to shit like that, I got my boys.
At the end of the day,
me
it's a pride thing.
Me and Duke talked about it yesterday. I have pride.
It's a pride thing.
Everybody has. I will not say I need nobody. I've never in my life can recall a time where I said I need somebody.
And see, that's why I say we got similarities, but we different to this extent. Because my thing is, when I need y'all, I'm going to call, hey, can we do this? Hey, dude, I need to do this.
I put it in simplex text that you
I'm
need to understand.
I'm learning how to do that, and that's amazing.
See, I'm the more outspoken person. I'm going to come to y'all like, hey, I'm going through this. Hey, can y'all come do this? Can y'all come over? Can I do this?
Let's put it this way. Within the last 2 to 3 years, me and my brother just built a bond where we can talk about shit like that.
I wouldn't say last 2-3 years.
It's been
probably 4-5.
It's been longer than that.
Nah.
And see, my thing is, with my family, before my family got to the point where they had now, when we had shit going on, like anything that's depressing, everybody came together. Or everybody would call each other, like, hey, we need to meet at Granny House because we all going through the same shit.
We had talked and sent a text. Do you know what what our family do?
Yeah.
Ain't something wrong. Yeah. Put that drink up.
Hey, did you got some Long Island? Let's go.
Put that
drink. Grandma,
he hit you with that. It's weak. It ain't as strong as the last one.
I had to sit in for about a month. You sure you still want
that motherfucking leaning, boy?
So yeah, it's just one of them things. Like I said, with y'all know I got y'all back. If y'all going through shit,
this y'all homie like.
Oh, yeah, he fair.
Just to even be having this conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because in January, I had 3 people die.
I want to know what you was... Not to cut you off, but I know you probably don't want to put it on air, but I want to know what you was talking about, though.
When?
Before we started the podcast.
About what?
I'll ask you when we finish it.
Okay. No, yeah. Honestly, I ain't trying to avoid it. I don't remember.
No, nah, I'm saying. Yeah. I'm going to ask you off.
I done had about five.
No, it's cool. Yeah, I'm going to ask you off this shit anyway.
But he needs to pull some more shots.
We going to move it on because we got that virginity story coming y'all way. Well, I lied to y'all. Your boy Kibbles told us that we ain't got a virginity story tonight. I apologize to y'all. I'm better off next time. But go ahead, Duke. Take the wheel.
Man, you know that hot new drip for sale is out. Oh, yeah, got the soundbar going. Which one do I want to do?
Why are you looking for that thing? I'm going to tell y'all, as always, like I told you at the end of the other episode.
Shirts for sale. I mean, for sale.
Shirts and hoodies for sale. Shirts 2.5. Hoodies 3.5. And, you know, if we know you personally, you can get a special color.
I thought the hoodies was 4.5.
No, the hoodies is 3.5.
Oh, okay.
So, right now, if we know you personally, we can get you the color that you want. But right now, we got black and white shirts out and black and white hoodies out.
So, if y'all want them, make sure you hop in our DMs on Instagram.
On side of that, Mr. Tyler.
My own.
All right, Mr.
Take the black woman with that pistol on that motherfucker. Let me know what's up.
So, yeah. Mr. Untitled's pushing his own shirt out there.
Don't you got a picture of it on the...
Yeah, I took hell. That's my shirt.
About IG.
Probably, but I'm pushing colors. Let me know what's up.
Send me a picture.
But we're taking pre-orders right now for it. Make sure you hop in our DM.
Well, if you want to see what Mr. Untitled's shirt's going to look like, check our Instagram out. Just make sure you send the picture. If you want to check our shirts, it's already on Instagram. You know, Duke got his already. Mr. Untitled got his. I'm going to get mine this week.
The black woman fucked with her. I was in New Orleans, bro. A little baby pulled up on me, talking about, let me get a picture of your shirt, baby. I've been down there enough that I can sound like them motherfuckers. That's sad.
He's been in New Orleans too long, folks.
He
think, right? He in the keyword, he think.
So I don't. Don't make me get technical as fucking.
First off, I was going on what she said.
Shut your bald-headed ass up.
Anyway, ain't nobody else bald but me in here. It's okay. Disrespectful racism.
Like always, fuck with your boy. Because I don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Anyways, you still...
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.